Third pack of Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah Hey. Shava Hayoivel the Rosh Hashanah, and Yoivel they would bring. They would blow the shofar. It was a sign to publicize that in Yovel they would send the avodim free, and the fields that were sold would go back to the original owners. So this was that tkiya in Yovel, it was similar to the tkiya shofar that we have in Rosh Hashanah, both in respect to the tkiya that they would blow the shofar. Yeah, and they use the same type of shofar for each of them, and also they would make brachas and both of them. Brachas over here means that in the Shemoneh Esrei they would say Malchus Achronis v'Shofes and Yom Kippur of Yovel, because that's when they would blow the shofar on Yom Kippur of Yovel. Rabbi Yehuda Ima v'Rosh Hashanah Toikim v'Shel Zchorim. Rabbi Yehuda says that in Rosh Hashanah you should blow with the ram horns that are bent, and this is the halacha l'maisa which we mentioned before in the previous Mishnah, that we pass him that you should have a bent shofar on Rosh Hashanah. And Yovel, they would blow with the straight shofar.